The Ugly Duckling by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. It was so beautiful out in the country. It was summer. The wheat fields were golden, the oats were green, and down among the green meadows the hay was stacked. There the stork minced about on his red legs, clacking away in Egyptian, which was the language his mother had taught him. Round about the field and meadowlands rose vast forests in which deep lakes lay hidden. Yes, it was indeed lovely out there in the country. In the midst of the sunshine there stood an old manor house that had a deep moat around it. From the walls of the manor right down to the water's edge great burdock leaves grew, and there were some so tall that little children could stand upright beneath the biggest of them. In this wilderness of leaves, which was as dense as the forests itself, a duck sat on her nest, hatching her ducklings. She was becoming somewhat weary, because sitting is such a dull business, and scarcely anyone came to see her. The other ducks would much rather swim in the moat than waddle out and squat under the burdock leaf to gossip with her. But at last the eggshells began to crack, one after another. "Peep, peep," said the little things, as they came to life and poked out their heads.
"Quack, quack,"
said the duck, and quick as quick can be they all waddled out to have a look at the green world under the leaves. Their mother let them look as much as they pleased, because green is good for the eyes. "How wide the world is," said all the young ducks, for they certainly had much more room now than they had when they were in their eggshells. "Do you think this is the whole world?" their mother asked.
"Why, it extends on and on, clear across to the other side of the garden, and right on into the parson's field,
though that's further than I have ever been. I do hope you all are hatched," she said as she got up.